An investigation is underway to some racist graffiti found spray-painted early this morning on a brick wall of King Hall on the Eastern Michigan University campus. Joining us now to talk about that is Eastern Michigan University Vice President for Communications, Walter Kraft. Welcome, Walter.
Thank you, Lisa.
EMU Police Chief Bob Hayes and Calvin Phillips, Associate Vice President of Student Affairs at Eastern Michigan University, is here as well. It was early this morning when someone discovered KKK painted in red, white, and blue and another racial slur that were not going to repeat on the air or show pictures of because WEMU does not want to add to the problem. But obviously, this has been a tough day for students and administration at Eastern. Let's start with you, Walter. How's it been going?
Well, this is it's really an awful thing to see. And I think all of us are extremely upset and angry that somebody would take a measure like this and do something like this to deface one of our buildings with an obvious terrible racial slur. There's no place on that on our campus for that kind of action, and we're very concerned about it, and we are investigating it to the fullest.
Eastern has a new president, James Smith. He issued a statement early this morning vowing to find out who's responsible.
Yeah, absolutely. We are putting the full resources of the university behind this, to our police department to investigate through their many ways of doing so, whether their security cameras and the many interviews and other ways they investigate matters, but also to our student body working through our student affairs and academic affairs groups and their leadership teams to engage students in dialogue, because that's really the next step of this. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to have an incident like this, and obviously it's a terrible incident, and we need to investigate it thoroughly and hopefully identify the people involved and bring them to justice. But the next thing are the issues behind an action like this, and that's something that's real important for us to focus on going forward.
Let's talk about the investigation with Eastern Michigan University Police Chief Bob Hayes. Where are you on that right now?
So right now, we are canvassing all our cameras that we have around the area that where this occurred at. We are also trying to interview different people. We've had few people call in and give us tips on who was around that area last night. We think possibly it happened overnight in the dark hours. So we are in the full process of doing interviews, looking at our video, because we have many cameras in the area itself. But this is all time-consuming process. But obviously, we are very disappointed that this happened. Our campus, as you probably know, Lisa, is a very diverse campus. This is a very rare event on our campus, to be honest with you. And we are using all our resources that we have available to try and determine who did this.
Let me clarify, though. It was in a courtyard of King Hall. That's not a very busy area. And I'm hearing there was no light or no direct camera there.
Unfortunately, there is no direct camera in the courtyard there. And there is very poor lighting in this area. But it's also an area where we have very few foot traffic.
Right. It's not a visible
spot. It's not a very visible spot. So there are some challenges with this investigation. But again, we are making our strongest effort to try and find out who did this.
And you're getting tips already and asking people to
contact
you?
Had several people call in and offer up what they contact information for being in the area last night.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about racial slurs spray painted on a building on the Eastern Michigan University campus. And joining the conversation now is Calvin Phillips, Associate Vice President of Student Affairs at Eastern. Your job is to keep in touch with students. How are they doing?
Right now, we're actually having a meeting right now to do some outreach to students to get their reaction and response to it. We always want to create a space where we can have that dialogue, not only them expressing it, but also working with them to how to take some of that possibly anger, hurt, pain, and to develop at the institution programs and services that they identify are going to be important in terms of this process.
I've spoken to several student leaders on campus here at Eastern, and they're all saying the same thing. They want answers. Hmm. What answers are you telling them right now?
My answers that I'm telling them right now is that you're in an environment that values you in this community. And the answer is to say, how do we as a community continue to move forward, to move past such a negative impact to our community? Because it's our community.
Was this an isolated incident? Does this happen? I don't recall it ever happening before.
From my experience, this is a very rare incident. It's not a makeup of what our community is about. And that's why it's one of those tough things that we're working with students through because of this negativity.
Speaking of students, there has been this so-called silent protest going on, but we did speak with senior Zach Badgerhouse, who said many on campus are, as I just mentioned, saying they want answers.
African-American students are highly upset, and like this sign says, I need answers, we need answers. Like, what is administration going to do about this? It's deeper than just taking it off the wall. So I want answers, and I want them now.
Just to describe it, he's standing out there by himself. The graffiti's been removed from the wall. I think it was pretty quickly, was it not, Chief?
Yes, yeah. It was.
And he's holding a sign saying, I want answers. And he's being joined by fellow students off and on. And then we sent our Jorge Avion down there, and they said a professor came by and put up a sign that says EMU appreciates diversity. Was that a sanctioned event from the university, or was that just a professor trying to get involved?
I think it's a valued member of our community that wants to get involved and want to have an impact on letting students know that you're valued here and you're important to us.
I also spoke to EMU student body president Nasha Morton, who told me she doesn't feel this is an Eastern Michigan problem and says she thinks racism begins at home.
I just want to specify that this has nothing to do with EMU. This doesn't represent the entire student body. This has nothing to do with EMU's core values. This could have not even been an EMU student. So, no, I don't think this represents EMU, and it shouldn't represent EMU.
I'm assuming you agree with that.
Well, it's one of those things when you have such a rare occurrence, you do question, is this person really a part of our community? And that's a big question that we don't have answers to right now. And one of the things that I'm going to be communicating to students is that allow the police do their job and allow the process play out. And then from there, while that's playing out, what are some things that we could be doing to create that environment that really says that we are about diversity and that we believe that's important in terms of our growth and development here at the university?
Do you have plans for that? What is the future?
The plans is what I've always did is that I can say what I think it is, but I want to hear from the students because it has to be, in my opinion, grassroots, and part of grassroots is connecting with the students to look at, we have programs and services in place. We have a multicultural center. We do have some standing programs, but I want to hear from them, and this is the message that I'm asking them, what is that you would like to see, and what are some of the things that we can do to create that environment that we say you're are valued within this community, and we respect what you have.
And you're safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think you need more programs? Do you think Eastern has been adequately addressing racial tensions?
I think the university has done a good job, but we're always I always look at it as we're always having room for improvement. I don't think we ever want to say that we've got everything in place that's necessary, and that's why it's so important to always evaluate it. And going back to the students as part of that evaluation process to say, what are some things that you think are important that we need to have in this environment?
Were you on that road already, or has this incident kind of moved you the fast track?
We were actually on that road all the way. We were involved with the 10-point Black student demands. There were some things in there that we were working on, and we'll continue to work on that. We've already had some discussion with some of the student groups I've had already to continue that dialogue. Mm-hmm.
Are you concerned, Chief Hayes, about the future safety? I understand there's a 200-student demonstration going on right now. Our Jorge Avion is out on the scene. Are you concerned this is going to turn into something more serious?
Well, right now, I think we're just, again, evaluating what's happening currently, and I suspect that there will be protests. But our students have the right to protest. This is a very unfortunate incident that has occurred, and we certainly understand how upset they are. And we're, like I said earlier, we're doing everything that we possibly can to try and find out who did this so we can put an end to this immediately, because we certainly don't support any of this type of behavior.
How do you investigate something like this?
Well, again, looking at all the cameras that we have around the campus and then putting the word out through different resources, asking for help. The president put out a message asking that if people have information to share it with DPS. I certainly follow that up and second that. The same thing I would say to everybody listening right now. If you have information about what happened last night or earlier this morning, please call us. We're looking for all the information that we possibly can get.
Calvin Phillips, Associate Vice President of Student Affairs at Eastern Michigan University. What do you want students to know?
I want students to know that we're here for them. We hear and we're going to listen to what they have to say. We want to work together, and that's how our approach is going to be. My office is, you know, I will communicate to the students today where my office is located. They are more than willing to come over, and one of the things I'm going to be asking is input. Provide me some of the suggestions you have in order to address what they feel.
And here's a question to you and to Eastern Michigan University Police Chief Bob Hayes. How do we keep things peaceful here at Eastern in light of what happened?
I think we certainly do reach out, do the communication, participate to, with the different groups across the campus, continue to get out our message, and follow through on our message. It's one thing to talk the talk, but you got to actually walk the walk. And I have nothing. We need to walk the walk, and that's what we intend to do.
And students and parents, you can assure them they're going to be okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are 24-hour, 7-day-a-week police department. But, again, I can't stress enough that this is a rare occurrence on our campus. Mm-hmm. We don't have a history of this type of behavior on our campus, which means it's possibly a person who's not even related to the campus, and we need to be mindful of that. But we certainly understand the concern of our students here on the campus.
And Calvin Phillips, you've got a few more seconds left. What do you want to say? Keep the peace.
Really what I want to say is students have a right to protest. And I think the thing is, one of the things I want them to do is part of the protesting is also coming in and having a dialogue and having a discussion about how do we move back forward as a community. And that's what this community stands for and values. That's what I want students to be a part of that dialogue.
Well, good luck with that. Again, we are talking about a racial incident today on the Eastern Michigan University campus. Someone spray-painted a racial slur on the side of King Hall. And as you heard, Police Chief Bob Hayes says they're doing a full investigation. Walter Kraft, Vice President for Communications, representing the new president, James Smith, saying they are doing a thorough investigation. And Calvin Phillips, Associate Vice President of Student Affairs at Eastern Michigan University, saying welcoming all students to have an open and honest dialogue about this as they move forward. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.